بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا نعد لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في المجلس الواحد 100 مرة ربي اغفر لي وتب علي إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. We are still in this chapter of where Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to seek forgiveness from Him, and then where Allah Ta'ala promises that Allah Ta'ala will reward us in return, accept that forgiveness, and Allah will bless us with great ni'mat after seeking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this hadith, we are taught great lessons which are very relevant for us till today. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we used to kunna na'uddu, that is, not only he himself, but this was so striking to the Sahaba, it was an outstanding thing that they should count for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one majlis, not in the whole day, but just one majlis that he had with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 100 times, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. In one majlis, not one sahabi, but many sahaba. They say we counted that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while talking, giving his bayan, etc., advices, but continuously, perhaps under his breath, which can be heard, but asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So there is a great lesson for us to learn here, that how much a person has got these qualities, that he is worried about himself. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali very often, all the time practiced, Ya Allah, mujhe maaf farma. And he used to say it in such a way as though he is seeing Allah Ta'ala. And not once or twice, almost the whole day. So when a person is concerned like this of his own self, and making and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we have mentioned repeatedly, free from every sin, but his humility, humbleness, and that nobody can fulfill the right of Allah's ibadah. So when a person, for example, when a bayan is given and is, may Allah forgive me, may Allah forgive us, we will find it very odd if a person says it 2-3 times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one majlis said it 100 times. And also the ulama have written that also respect is a very great thing. Like, for example, we should not take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that. We should say Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should not shy away from saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should not rush it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we should say clearly and properly. In that there is great effect. We say, for example, it has come in the Quran. That is also a disrespect according to many ulama. Quran Sharif. We should add that Makkatul Mukarrama, not just Makkah, Madinatul Munawwara. And for the Sahaba, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to add the word Hazrat, that is a word of respect and honor. Not just that Muaz said this. As unfortunately, this is becoming quite common also, that Ibn Mas'ud said this, Muaz said this, Umar did this, na'uzu billah. This is becoming very common. And very sadly, all these things we take as dynamic talks, and very, very effective talks. And the people get impressed with all these talks, but what we have to see is the result of the talk. That person who get impressed with this, then we don't see really sunnah coming in their lives. The inside of the lives, only Allah knows everything. But on the outside, we don't see any change coming. A person bringing change in his life, that we don't see happening. So this is important, not that the people are impressed, or very impressive talk, or very dynamic talk, but that change comes into a person's life. That is very, very important. So all these things, when this type of talks take place with respect. In fact, those who study under Orientalists in the universities, and if the Muslim has to write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they cut it out and they subtract marks from there. They say that this is just filling up the paper. It's not necessary. And he's just filling up the paper. How much more we say? And we find, alhamdulillah, so many people that on in 1 minute you will count 20 times sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also the natural effect, if you are listening, you'll hear the person next to you also saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That talk is going to have great, great effect. Take Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. With great respect, Allah's name is taken. Then this, that talk will have a great, great effect on the people. Otherwise, it will just be superficial and just that deen will become an entertainment. And today, moreover, even if we're listening to bayans also, it is more an entertainment. Not really that we want to change our lives. And worse than entertainment, it is to judge the speaker, that how he's speaking and how he compares to other speakers. And this also we compare very often. And a judge who is not qualified as a judge, he's making a judgment. The public who know nothing about deen and the reality of deen generally, they are making judgment. And of course, a judge makes judgment according to his standard. So according to the public standard, judgments are made. So here we learn that these things are very, very important, respect and adab. And to have to say that, to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, etc. Another thing ulama have written here, a very important point, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for forgiveness and making tawbah. And then he ends it off, wa anta tawwabur rahim. The names of Allah, Asma'ul Husna, those names are used according to the question that what necessity a person has asked. For example, a person is asking for shifa. Then he says at the end, oh Allah, you are the only cure. Wa anta shafi. So he is asking for money. And then he needs money. So at the end he says, Allahumma antal ghani. A name of Allah, that you are the only you are the provider. There is nobody else who can provide. So yet, Tawwabur Rahim. We ask for some returns, well, what good deeds we did. Oh Allah, reward us. Yeah, in this dunya, reward us in the akhirat, accept it. Innaka antal jawadul kareem. So like that, we should be making dua also and use the names of Allah, the Asma'ul Husna, which correspond. Like we will find with every durood sharif almost every durood has got at the end, innaka hamidum majeed. Why these two names of Allah Ta'ala there for durood sharif? Because durood sharif, Allah is the most praiseworthy, and the complete praiseworthy is only Allah Ta'ala. In the creation, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the most praiseworthy. There is nobody who all the creation together can, what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam cannot compare with the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Majid, the benevolence of Allah. Allah has given this great and honorable position. So everywhere we should, when we're making dua also, even in English, in any other language, at the end, use the names of Allah relevant to that dua that we have made, that makes the dua much more effective. And at all times, adab and respect, and worried about one's own condition, that is a very great important aspect in order to bring changes into the people. And this will bring a change in oneself. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we read in one majlis, 100 times he's saying, oh Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me. And innaka anta tawwabur rahim. May Allah bring this reality also on us, that we realize, and the importance of any bayan is to see any changes that come into us. And at least outwardly, inwardly Allah Ta'ala knows. But at least outwardly changes that come into us. May Allah give us tawfiq.